May 3, 1916 Universal Prayer. How Jesus prayed in the divine will. While I was praying, my adorable Jesus placed himself close to me, and I could hear that he too was praying. So I began to listen to him. Jesus told me, "My daughter, pray, but pray as I pray. Pour yourself entirely into my will, and you will find God and all the creatures in it. You will give them to God as if they were one single creature, because the divine volition is the owner of all. Then you will place at the feet of the divinity the good acts in order to give honor to it, and the bad ones in order to repair for them through the sanctity, power and immensity of the divine will, from which nothing can escape." This was the life of my humanity upon earth. As holy as it was, I still needed this divine volition in order to give complete satisfaction to the Father, and to redeem the human generations. In fact, only in this divine volition could I find all generations, past, present and future, and all their thoughts, words, acts, etc., as though in act. In this holy will, I took all the thoughts into my mind, nothing could escape me, and for each one of them in particular I placed myself before the Supreme Majesty and I repaired them. In the same will, I descended into the minds of each creature, giving them the good which I had pleaded for their intelligences. In my glances I took the eyes of all creatures, their words in my voice, their movements in my movements, their works in my hands, their steps in my feet, their affections and desires in my heart, and making them my own, in the divine will my humanity satisfied the Father, and I saved the poor creatures. And the divine Father remained satisfied. He could not reject me, he himself being the holy will. Would he perhaps reject himself? Certainly not. More so, since in these acts he found perfect sanctity, unreachable and enrapturing beauty, highest love, immense and eternal acts, invincible power. This was the whole life of my humanity upon earth, which continues in heaven and in the most blessed sacrament. Now, why can't you also do this? For one who loves me, united with me, everything is possible. In my will, pray and bring before the Divine Majesty the thoughts of all within your thoughts, the glances of all in your eyes, in your words, movements, affections and desires, those of your brothers, in order to repair them and plead light, grace and love for them. In my will you will find yourself in me and in all, you will live my life, and will pray with me. The Divine Father will be happy, and the whole of heaven will say, "Who is calling us from earth? Who is the one who wants to compress this holy will within herself, enclosing all of us together? And how much good the earth can obtain, making heaven descend upon earth."